This is the November 19th meeting of the Governance Committee of the Pacifica National Board. I'm George Wright, the chair. I'm going to call the roll of members. Nia Bediako?
Present.
Wesley Bethune? Christopher Condon?
Here.
Brian Edwards Tiekert?
Here.
Sherna Gluck? Marjorie Kilgore? Luzette King?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Sean Casey O'Brien? Myself, George Ryder, Tracy Rosenberg?
Present.
Joe Wanzawa?
Present.
Ted Weisskopf?
Here.
Did we
okay,
call
so we
Sean? Chair, Sean doesn't have a computer. I wonder if, did we call him?
Sean Casey O'Brien, are you talking about? This is Chris Condon.
Yes.
He'll be with us within a half an hour. He called me and said
okay.
He would.
So the first item on the agenda is to set the agenda. There are items that I sent this afternoon, and there's one I sent about an hour ago, which I'd like to have as first on the agenda, which is essentially just writing down what I think is our procedures for the transition from one board to the other. So let me just hear if the agenda is okay with everyone with the times and order in which I've allocated. Is there any objection to that agenda?
To the agenda, or you're placing that item first?
Both.
Either. Okay. I have no objection to your placing that matter first, but I have a couple of questions about the agenda.
Okay.
George, will you take the questions?
Sure.
Weren't there a couple of motions that I submitted that went to the PNB and have been referred back to governance?
No, they haven't come up before the PNB yet.
I'm referring to the motion for financial transparency and the motion to set policy on waivers.
Neither one has come before the PNB yet.
Oh, okay, because I just heard, I saw a communication from somebody, I think it was Ted Weisskopf, saying that the motions had been rejected by the PNB, arguing...
Not the case. Never came before the PNB.
All right.
George, this is Ted. May I speak for a moment? First of all, I have a problem with the fact that we have never had our minutes from previous meetings reviewed at subsequent meetings. And secondly, I think your motion is the one that you've just put forth is superfluous, unnecessary, and is the procedure that is already covered in the bylaws. I think.
Okay, so Ted, you can argue against approving it when we get to that. But at this point, it's just a question of whether to have it on the agenda.
Yeah, I don't think we need it on the agenda because I don't think we need to deal with it.
Tracy for the stack.
Tracy.
Okay. I would like to make the case that for the station that I represent, KPFA, there are some concerns about the nature of the succession coming up on December 5th. So from our point of view, we would support, I would support the urgency of discussing George's motion and would advocate for it remaining at the top of the agenda.
Let me say, please, Ted. Okay, great. In that case, is there any other objection to the agenda as it stands?
George, this is Sean. I don't have an objection, but I just want to let you know I'm on the call. And where
thank
are
you.
We in the process, sir? I'm sorry for being
we're
a little
just
late.
About to approve the agenda.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
And has there been any amendments?
No.
Okay.
Inserting the motion you circulated by email.
Right.
So that's the amendment.
Right. Okay. Hearing no objections, then the agenda is approved in the sequence and with the times which is there in front of you. The first item is one that I circulated at 6:28 p.m., and it's called Procedures for Transition. The motivation for this was twofold. I had heard from KPFA there were some concerns out there, and then at our own meeting last night, one of the newly elected members questioned whether or not people who were no longer on the LSB because they'd been termed out or they just hadn't run for re-election were eligible to sit on the PNB and whether that was consistent with our bylaws. And so I thought it worthwhile if we just wrote down what we think the transition ought to look like. As far as I can tell, what I've written is entirely consistent with the bylaws and has, in fact, been our practice. So I put it forward for your consideration. Is there any comments about it?
I think
is there any objection to it?
Just a housekeeping thing. Do these? I don't have the agenda, and I'm trying to get it in front of me here. Do we have times on these agenda items, and did you...
Yeah, there's 15 minutes. And there's 15 minutes on the first item.
Okay, and do you have a timer?
Would you be willing to time for me?
I am willing to do that, sir.
Great. Give us... Take a minute off of this one and give us 14 more.
Okay, very good, sir.
Any objections to the procedures for transition as I've written them out?
This is...
I'm sorry, who is that?
This is Tracy from KPFA.
Yeah.
Should I go ahead?
Yeah.
I have a suggested friendly amendment which relates to the wording that goes that the election of the chair pro tem and so on is the first order of business. I think perhaps better wording for that would be the sole order of business, because first implies that there is other business that the old board will be conducting. And I think the intent of the motion, although I could be wrong, is to describe this as the sole order of business that can be conducted by the old board.
Well, actually, as it's written, it's the new board that would do that. The only people who can vote in that meeting is the new board. And the question is, how do you get started? And so I thought, well, as a courtesy, the outgoing chair could sort of be the chair pro tem to begin the meeting, but it would then be up to that board whether they wanted to continue with him as pro tem or to elect their own pro tem or to go right into an election for the chair,
uh-huh.
And they have other orders of business, which is the election of offices.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's how
understood.
I
understood.
This is Joe.
Okay. Joe, go ahead.
I think it might be clear to make it, I'd rather amend it to say, you know, the first order of business is to elect a chair pro tem to proceed to preside over the election of offices. And that's the first order of business. Because as it's written, it could potentially create some ambiguity or confusion. I mean, you know, if the board wants to have the old chair do it, they can certainly elect to do that at that time. But if it's part of the motion, it could add some potential confusion there.
So you want to scrap everything except the first order of business will be to elect a chair pro tem. Is that at the meeting in December? The LSB is the meeting of the newly elected LSB. The first order of business will be to elect the chair pro tem of the incoming LSB. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's.
I'd like to be recognized.
Welcome, Vajra.
Thank you.
Was that Vajra asking to be recognized, or
no? That was Nia.
Yeah.
That was Nia. Okay. Joe has an amendment. Is there any objection to his amendment?
Can
you tell me the amendment?
Yeah. The first paragraph, which now reads, the meeting in December of the LSB is a meeting of the newly elected LSB, and then it says, it may be convened, there's a whole bunch of other stuff. It would be changed to the first order of business of the LSB will be to elect a chair pro tem for the meeting.
Isn't that what it says without amendment?
Yes. It is what it says, but Joe thought it would be clearer.
But Nia has to be recognized.
I know that.
Okay.
I was asked what it was we were voting on, and
okay.
That's what we're voting on, is that amendment.
Okay.
Go ahead, Nia.
So, let's see. Joe said part of what I was going to say, and I want to suggest that we go paragraph by paragraph, because it says, so you're saying the strike, but first of all, where it says of the LSB, it should be the local station board members, because the local station board itself, it is a continued body. They're not separate LSB. You get what I'm saying? It's just the local station board and the Pacifica National Board. So it's not old or new. The members are old or new. So I think after LSB should be members. You get what I'm saying?
No.
Not entirely.
Well, it seems I get what you're saying, but I think it's understood.
That's what it says.
The meeting of the newly elected LSB, I think, is understood to be those members who are newly elected.
No, it doesn't, because the newly elected LSB isn't the elected LSB. The newly elected LSB members are two different things altogether. I don't know who's speaking while I'm speaking, so maybe that person should just go ahead. To me, those are two entirely different things altogether.
So what was the wording you'd like, Nia?
To add members after LSB. It's not a newly elected LSB. The LSB did that how many moons ago? The members are the ones that are new.
Or carryovers from the old, but that's obvious.
George, this is Chris.
I don't have any problem putting members after LSB in that case.
George?
And then you should...
No, that suggests it's a meeting of only the people who just won an election.
Right. Thank you.
George, may I be on the stack? This is Chris.
Let's see. Yes, Chris, you may. Did I miss anybody else while thinking about that? Is there anybody else who wanted to be on the stack? Okay, Chris, you're on the stack next.
I think this...
Nia, are you finished? Nia, are you finished?
Brian said. I don't hear what Brian said.
Well, the problem with
what Brian said was... What Brian said was he... Okay, Brian, you say what you said.
Well, if you make letters the last word of that sentence and read it literally, it says it's a meeting of only the people who just got elected, not the half of the board that wasn't up for re-election. I mean, I think we all get what it's supposed to mean, one way or the other.
Okay. Nia, was there anything else?
Well, I have some other things throughout the entire document, but I guess we'll just go paragraph.
Just for that first paragraph, yes. Chris?
I think this proposal is clear, well-written, and so far none of the proposals for amendment have improved it in any way. And it's a completely clear, very well-written, and why can't we just pass it?
Okay. So I guess you're speaking against Joe's amendment.
Well, I don't want to speak against Joe. Joe's a friend, and I wouldn't do that. But I'll vote for Joe's amendment if it comes up. But it doesn't make any difference, is what I'm saying. It doesn't. None of the word tinkering here is either correcting a problem or offering a substantial improvement.
This is Nia again, George.
Okay, Nia.
Okay. So the chair of the outgoing LSB may serve as a chair pro tem. I think that's a little presumptuous. If we have newly elected people, then those people should determine who they want to be the chair pro tem for as long as I've been around in 5 years. You know, that's what I've seen happen. I don't think it should be assumed that the outgoing chair has to be the chair pro tem. I think it should be up to the...
I've written it in such a way it says may as a courtesy. I mean, it's also, I think, clear from the language that if they don't want that, they elect their own chair pro tem. It's just that when you open the meeting, there is no chair. And so it seemed reasonable to me that, you know, that to do it this way. But if anybody says, well, wait a minute, you're not the chair pro tem, we want to have our own chair pro tem, it says that they can do that. That's fine. They can, you know, they can say fine.
Can we call the orders of the day and vote on this?
How about, says, you know, be courteous. I mean, I didn't know that, you know, not everyone is right. So the chair convenes the meeting, and then there's an election for chair pro tem. That's what I think it should say.
Chair. Well, that's kind of the way I've got it written.
Yeah, exactly.
Brian,
and they might say, well, okay, you be the chair pro tem for the meeting, which, but that's the way it's written. I mean, he just gets it started as a convener, basically, he or she, and that's how it's that's what it says.
Brian here.
I'm sorry. Who is that?
Brian.
Brian, go ahead.
I think it gets a little circular. Well, listen, here's what our practice has been at KPFA.
The is circular.
The old chair convenes the meeting.
Right.
The only thing I think we've done before electing a new chair is approve minutes from the last year's board, because we don't want new people to vote on minutes of meetings that they weren't allowed to participate in.
Exactly.
But if the chair's election is the first order of business, it doesn't really matter who the pro tem chair is. I mean, they don't get to do
anything. I agree. I'd like to move
on,
actually.
I think a literal reading of the bylaws is that the chair serves a one-year term and a new chair is elected at the December meeting. A literal reading of the bylaws says the old chair chairs, but the first thing you do is elect a new chair.
Well, I think...
I mean, the first thing they preside over.
Is there any objection to this... Joe, you had an amendment. Do you want to have a vote on that amendment?
Well, here's the thing. What I was trying to clarify that once the election is, in my view, once the election is certified, there's essentially a newly constituted board. Certainly, there's carryover members on the old board. But when the board meets, they essentially at that point are really no officers. And so
speak up, Joe. We're having trouble hearing you. Speak up.
Right. When the newly constituted board meets, at that point there are essentially no officers until one is elected, which is why you need a chair pro tem. What Brian is referring to is the old practice of the board is part of the reason why I thought that it would be useful to have this motion in the first place. Because in my view, the new board is essentially a clean slate with a new chair potentially elected by that new board, and the old chair has no business presiding over the meeting unless the newly constituted body elects that the chair does that.
So you would like to prohibit the old chair from being chair pro tem for the beginning of the meeting?
Well, it's the will of the body. I mean,
Well, it is the way it's written. It would be the will of the body. It says
if the body says sure, then fine.
Okay. Who wants to speak?
Somebody has a lot of background.
Yeah, there was
a
background noise. Somebody needs to do. Sounds like talking in the background. Okay, that's better.
But wait, Joe's arguing that all the old officers are no longer officers, which would mean, for instance, that I should no longer be participating in budget conversations as the treasurer of KPFA. That is a new interpretation. That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, our bylaws say officers are elected for a term of 1 year, and new officers are elected at the December meeting.
We are done.
Yes. So all the old officers are old officers until the December meeting,
right,
where new officers are elected.
Right. Joe was suggesting that people stop being officers as soon as the new election certifies.
This is Tracy. I believe that is what the bylaws say.
Where?
In other words, members of the LSB who are carryover members who were not reelected do not occupy the title of members of the LSB once the new election has been certified. They are outgoing members. Their presence on December 5th is ceremonial. They may not vote on any business, and they may not act as LSB members when they're no longer on the LSB. I mean, I think that's pretty straightforward. Once the election results are certified. I'm sitting on a bus, and I don't know.
One person at a time. Tracy.
For example, if an LSB member who is newly elected or carryover member drops out, resigns from the board, between the time the new election results are certified and the seating of the new board, we do not go back to the previous election's results to find the person who is next in line. We go to the results that were certified on November 15th to find the person who is next in line. That is because the people who were runners-up in the previous election lose their status as of the certification. That applies consistently through all the various levels.
Oh, I know.
Brian here?
What's all that noise, Jay? It's annoying.
I don't know. Someone has to mute.
Hello? Hi, it's not Paul. I just came in. I'm at an event here. Am I chucking a lot of noise into this?
Please mute your phone.
Yeah, you are.
Oh boy.
I'm glad you're here, Paul, but just mute for a while.
Say again?
I said I'm glad you're here, but please mute if you're at an event. It seems to be what we're hearing.
Okay, let me.
There's a lot of noise in the background.
Right. Okay. Let me see if I can go somewhere else. I'll call in a bit. Okay. Bye bye.
So Brian here.
Okay, that was it. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, I think Tracy's got two separate issues. She's right that what our bylaws say is when you have a vacancy, they're filled by the next person in line from the most recent election, which would be the most recent certified. But they also say new members of the LSB are seated in December. And in fact, we have, I don't know about other stations, we've had a lame duck LSB meetings before where the old board was meeting after the vote count and certification for the new board had been completed. In fact, with the timetable we have, which by all rights should have elections certified by October 15th, if it were followed to the letter of the bylaws, that would make it impossible for our boards to conduct any business between October 15th and December 1st, because you can't seat new members until December. But Tracy's position would be that old board members can't do anything after the new election certified.
But this is not relevant to the motion at hand.
My interpretation is yours, Brian, that until the new board meets and appoints new offices, that the old offices are still in place.
Yeah, Sean for the stack, since we're not paying attention to time.
Joe for the stack.
We're out of time on this one. I hadn't expected it to be so.
Okay, your timing just wants to say,
point of order for the chair,
please. You're not going to the new board until you're seated, period. You got to be seated, okay? Thank you.
Point of order for the chair.
Yes, go ahead.
We are out of time, and we're just going round and round in circles. Let's just vote on the bloody thing.
We've only discussed the first piece of it.
We haven't gotten very far. But I'm calling the question.
Well, we're out of time, so we have to vote on it unless there's an extension of the...
I'll move to extend. This is the kind of thing we should actually discuss and get right.
Yeah. How much time do you want to...
Correct.
What do you recommend, George?
It sounds like another 15 minutes.
Then I'll move that.
No, I object. Can we move 5 or 10 more minutes and then vote? 15 is excessive. There's other business on the agenda.
How about 10 minutes?
Exactly.
Is there any objection to another 10 minutes on this?
Yeah, 5 minutes. I'll go for 5. 10 minutes is too long. We're just going around and around. And it's
I know. I object to this thing. I mean, how long are we going to take to set an agenda for
him? We have a motion. We have a motion for Brian. You were the one who wanted to move it. What time do you want to?
Whatever you want to call it. I don't want to take.
Okay,
let's
call it 10 minutes.
For. I'd
like to extend for 10 minutes. Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes?
Yes.
I object.
Okay.
How much time of that have we already used? Let's count that.
Exactly.
Yes.
We've used 10 minutes. We've used almost 25 minutes, but on a thing that was supposed to be 15 minutes. So, I mean, we've already used up 10 minutes.
Whatever.
Every single time.
The motion in front of us is to extend for 10 minutes.
I object.
I don't know if our... I understand we're going to take a vote.
Information? That's a two-thirds vote, correct, sir?
Yes.
It is a two-thirds vote, that's
Thank
right.
You.
Mia?
Yes.
Yes means we extend for the... Okay, pass. Let's see. Wesley, are you here?
Wait.
No.
I'm here.
You are? Extend for 10 minutes or not?
And I pass. Yes.
You passed too?
No, I didn't pass. Yes.
That's a yes. Okay, good. One, Christopher Condon?
No.
Okay, Brian?
Yeah.
Sherna, are you here? No. Bajra?
Yeah.
Yes. R. Paul, are you here? Who's that? Who's that? I know she's here. We'll get her back at the end. I know R. Paul's here, too. Sean?
No.
Me, yes. Tracy?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ted?
Yes.
Who's that? Who's that? Okay. Let's see. Nia? Yes,
I said yes.
Or no?
Pass. I said yes.
Oh, you said yes. I thought you said pass. Okay, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses and 2 noes. Motion passes.
I would like to be on the stack. This is Ted.
Okay.
And I also from the stack from before.
And that's for 10 minutes, sir?
10 minutes. Okay.
Very good.
Joe, Ted, anybody else want to be on the stack? And let's try to do the rest of the items here, too. I mean, I think we've sort of beaten this one to death. Okay, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, well, just saying I'm happy to withdraw my amendment. I just want to say that on the point of, when the new board sits, if, for example, the chair from the last year wasn't reelected or turned out, then there wouldn't be a chair anyway. So there wouldn't be a chair to preside at that point because it would be turned out. Or there wouldn't be, part of the new board. So I think the language actually, I have to think about it, is fine as it's written. I think I think the intent of the motion for the newly constituted board to appoint a chair at that first meeting is clear. I don't think that the old board has any business conducting any business at that meeting. And so that's my understanding of what the motion is, and I'll support it the way it's written.
Okay. Ted?
We're doing some stuff here that, we are doing some things here that are amending the bylaws in Article 4, Section 5, election time frame. It says if no quorum of ballots is obtained by the extended date, then those delegates whose terms would have expired upon the election of the new delegates shall remain in office until the next regularly scheduled delegate election. That is being superseded by this three-line paragraph, I think it is the second paragraph, starting with, in the event that an election is not concluded. Also, the part about directors will remain members of the PNB until they are replaced at the January meeting, it is already in the bylaws that people are elected in January and they are elected for 1 year. What was raised at the LSB meeting last night was a erroneous argument. So
okay.
None of this is really necessary.
It may be redundant, but I think it needs to be said. As far as the violation,
are you on the stack? Point of order.
Ted, you were the last one on the stack, and yes, I am.
Judge,
that
be on the stack. Who's
that?
This is Nia.
Is
I asked about the stack.
Okay.
Nia.
Okay, I'll finish my comment, Nia, and then it's your turn. The people don't remain on the LSB if an election is not concluded by December 15th until the next year. They remain until the time it's concluded. I mean, that's just obvious. And so it may be that this is obvious. It may be that it's unnecessary. But I think it needs to be said just to be clear. And the discussion we're having makes me confident that it needs to be said. Nia, it's your turn.
Okay, I was going to ask why you need to be explicit. I don't know why. But I know, as far as I know, people, whatever officers you have, they continue working until the new officers are elected.
I don't understand why, you know, Brian said he would not be treasurer anymore. That is not proper. You haven't had the elections yet, so you can keep working until you have your election.
Brian was responding to a comment of Tracy's, and he wasn't asserting that. He was asserting the opposite, actually.
Sean for a stack.
Brian,
Sean,
go ahead.
Sean, then Brian. His point about quorum and everything is really off point, because the fact of the matter is we have met quorum at four of our five sister stations, and I wouldn't be surprised when we finish up in New York that we'll meet quorum there. So there's no, we shouldn't even be talking about, you know, new members staying on because they didn't meet quorum. This is not a problem, and I just want to make that point. Thank you.
Brian.
Well, I think everything's made pretty clear by our bylaws, and there's only one gray area. And that is when it's the case that because of failures in the election process, the election isn't certified by the time you have your December meeting or your January meeting. That was the case 2 years ago. What do you do about the officer election and the director elections that you're supposed to have at those meetings? In other words, you're in breach of the bylaws for not certifying the election on time. What's the best way to adapt to that breach? I believe the accepted process in Pacifica, I don't know because I wasn't on the national board, whether 2 years ago this was based on a legal opinion or just what happened by default, was that directors would continue to serve until people could be seated in the new election and new directors could be elected, which is what's in Georgia's policy.
Thank you.
I know that for officers, what our practice at KPFA was, the two times this has happened with delayed elections, was at the December meeting to elect pro tem officers to serve until new delegates could be seated and a permanent election for officers could be held. Anyway, that's my two cents. I think the gray area you have to resolve probably only applies to New York this year, because it sounds like that's the only place that won't have a certified election before they start having these meetings.
Ted, this is Ted.
I thought I heard someone else. Was there anyone else?
Mime, again.
Was it Luzette? Okay.
Yeah.
A chair. Order right of time again.
Luzette, then Ted. We're out of time, did you say?
Yeah. Easily.
Only 7 minutes have elapsed since we approved the extension. I logged the time.
Okay.
We've got 3 minutes and 26 seconds to go.
Okay, good. Luzette, go ahead.
I am not sure that we should be having this full-blown discussion when the item... Are we trying to decide whether the item be on the agenda or not? If so...
No. We're voting on the item. It's on the agenda.
Oh, it's on the agenda already.
Yes.
So we've
yes,
agreed
yes.
on the agenda.
Yes.
Oh, I missed it. What I have to say is that, to me, the bylaws are very, very clear. If there's no quorum, for initially you extend. If by the second extension there's still no quorum, you just continue as if there were no elections. I am not sure that we're breaching the bylaws by this. And the election supervisor can only certify an election that meets quorum and all the requirements in the bylaws. And if those elections don't meet those criteria, then there's no election. And that to me is a literal interpretation, which it ought to be.
Thank you.
Ted? I would like each of these five paragraphs to be voted upon, or four paragraphs, to be voted upon independently, and I would like the chair of the meeting to read each paragraph before we vote on them.
I object.
It's a move to divide the question. I don't even know whether it's debatable. Ted, do you know whether that's debatable? I don't think it is.
I think any member can request a division of the question, and there's no objections allowed.
Well, I don't think that's so.
I know, yeah. That's not the rule.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'll look it up.
We're out of time anyways by now.
We're out of time. Okay. I'm going to...
A minute remaining.
1 minute and 16 seconds.
Minute and 16 seconds remaining. Is there any objection to Ted's motion to divide this... There is an objection. Okay.
And it's not debatable and it requires a majority vote.
Okay. So, I guess let's take a vote on whether to divide the question. Just a moment.
Point of order.
Is there... Yes?
I think a vote to defeat the amendment, to defeat the issue, and I think that people should be aware of that and how they vote.
George, it requires a second.
Is there a second for this?
Nothing requires a second in committee.
That's right. Nothing requires a second in committee. That's right. Okay. I think I have to take a vote on this. So if you're in favor of dividing the question, please say yes. Not dividing is no. We'll start at the bottom. Ted Weiskel.
Yes.
Joe Wanzawa.
No.
No. Tracy Rosenberg.
I'm voting no.
I vote no. Sean?
No.
R. Paul Martin? R. Paul has not come back yet. Luzette?
It's above my head. Abstain.
Vajra?
I'm sorry, I got distracted. What are you voting on?
Whether or not to divide the question and take four votes.
Oh, it's okay with me. Yeah.
That's a yes. Sharon is not here. Brian?
Yes.
Christopher Condon?
No.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 noes. The motion fails. Okay, let's take a vote on the motion now. Starting from the top, this is a motion on the entire motion, a vote on the entire motion. Nia?
Are we going to read the motion?
Oh, I will, if you like.
Please.
Okay, so this is the entire thing.
Wait, did you say the motion to divide failed?
It did fail.
Yeah, so it was 5-5.
Yes. Oh, gotcha.
The meeting in December of the LSB is a meeting of the newly elected LSB. It may be convened as a courtesy by the outgoing LSB. The chair of the outgoing LSB may serve as chair pro tem for the meeting until a chair or chair pro tem of the incoming LSB is elected, which shall be the first order of business. In the event that an LSB election is not concluded by the December meeting, the sitting members of the LSB will remain in office until such time as it is concluded. Directors will remain members of the PNB until they are replaced at the January meeting of the Assembly of Delegates, irrespective of whether or not they will be on the newly elected LSB. In the event that an LSB election is not concluded by the January meeting of the LSB, the directors shall remain in office until such time as it is concluded and a new election by the Assembly of Delegates is held. All elections for offices of the LSB and directors of the foundation called for by the bylaws will be held as soon as possible after an election is concluded if they cannot be held in the time frame specified by the bylaws. Okay, so that's it. Let's see. I'll start in the middle
certified?
This time.
I'm sorry. It's a bit late to be suggesting that, but concluded or certified?
The election supervisor.
No, she said, should the language be concluded or certified?
What?
In the last paragraph. I think you probably mean certified, George.
Yeah, I do, actually. So if there are no objections, I'll just change that.
Just ask if there's no objection.
Is there any objection to this
yes.
Motion?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I heard some yeses. Okay. We'll take a vote.
We're in the middle of a vote.
That's too much.
George, following up, point of order. We were in the middle of a vote.
I hadn't actually gotten anybody's vote yet, and someone suggested...
I have to call the roll.
I was about to call the roll. I hadn't actually called anybody yet, and someone asked if there was any objections, which is always a good thing to ask for, so I did. So now we're ready to call the roll. Mm-hmm. So we're about to take the vote.
Excuse me, George. I just need a point of information here.
Yes.
George, this is Sherna. I just came on the call.
Did we change
the word? Paul. Paul, thank you.
Yes, did we change the word from concluded to certified?
If there's no objection, I will change concluded to certified.
That's what I thought you were asking on objections about. And I want to hear
that. They have the catalog.
I'm sorry, someone's talking
mute.
In the background, please.
George,
there's some background noise.
Okay, let me mute again.
George, this is Sherna. I'm now.
Yes, Sherna. We're about to take a vote on the motion that I sent out at 6:28 this afternoon.
Okay, actually, I went on the computer before I came on the call, and I did see it.
Okay. So, let's see. I'll begin with myself. I vote yes on this. Tracy?
Can you clarify if there was an amendment? I thought I heard when I came on that I heard something, Sean, say something about an amendment.
We changed the word concluded to certified.
Concluded is changed to certified.
What about in the first paragraph? Point of information?
In all paragraphs, the concluded is changed to certified.
Wait, let me...
Point of information?
Yes.
Was there not something changed in the first sentence?
No, there was not.
The first paragraph?
No,
there was
no,
not.
That was withdrawn. Didn't happen.
That was withdrawn. Joe withdrew that.
Okay. So this is Tracy. Did you want my vote? Is that what was going on?
Yes, Tracy.
Okay,
yes,
I vote yes.
Okay, Joe.
Yes.
Ted.
No.
Nia.
No.
Wesley.
Yes.
Christopher.
Yes.
Brian.
Abstain.
Sherna.
I want to pass so I could read it, and then by the time you finish...
You won't have much time, but pass.
Okay.
Vajra.
No.
Luzette.
Yes.
Sherna.
I think I better abstain.
Okay.
How about George?
I'm sorry, R. Paul Martin. Sorry, R. Paul, go ahead. And Sean. R. Paul first. R. Paul? He's gone again.
Well, why don't you let me ask me and while we wait for R. Paul?
Sean?
Maybe. Yes.
Okay. R. Paul? Okay, he's not here. It won't matter anyway. The vote is 1, 2, 3 no's to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. So the motion passes.
How many?
Okay.
Can I make a procedural inquiry? This is Brian.
Sure.
Who is the timekeeper?
I am.
Who, is that Sean?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I ask that only the timekeeper yell out times?
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Brian.
Hello?
Okay.
Arpol?
Arpol, thank you for coming back. Would you
abstain.
Like to vote? You abstain.
Abstain.
Okay. Okay, good. It sounds better. We don't hear much noise in the background at this point, although we do hear some.
All right, let me see if I can... I may lose the call here. Let me see if I can go someplace deeper.
Okay. Okay, next item on the agenda. Let me bring it up for myself. Just a moment. Next item on the agenda is the motion by Chris Condon. I assigned 30 minutes for this. It's a bylaws amendment, so we would be voting on whether or not to send this to the PNB for putting it up as a bylaws amendment. There are 6 pieces to it. Chris, would you like to motivate it?
Wait, I have a point of order. It's not a bylaws amendment. It's guidelines for a bylaws amendment.
That is correct.
You're right.
It is, yeah.
If I understand...
Chris, what's your intention?
No,
Chris, what's your intention with this, in terms of how we would act?
My intention would be that this be passed, not passed, modified, and sent back sent to the PNB. If it passes the PNB, then obviously we'd be coming back to governance for the specific bylaws rewrite.
Mm-mm. Right.
But it's
okay.
Not waste time with detailed bylaws revision to consider the matters.
Okay,
the matters can be considered, and if they're passed, then the bylaws can be written to reflect that, and then the actual bylaws revision can go through the process of bylaws revision.
Okay, I think that's clear and sensible.
Point of information?
Yes?
There's a very specific set of procedures for bylaws when you've got something not just substantive, this is undoing everything that was done years ago.
Sherna, he's not suggesting that the provisions for amending the bylaws be changed. He's suggesting that the ideas for changing the bylaws, which are contained within this amendment, be discussed here and referred to the committee, to the PNB, if we think we ought to do it. So what I hear you arguing is against the motion rather than...
Well, what I'm arguing...
So I would like to give him a chance to motivate it before I open up the stack. So, Chris, would you please motivate this, if you would?
Yes. Sherner is absolutely correct. This is absolutely the undoing of all of the dysfunctional stuff that we have been forced to deal with in governance. And these 6 points, well, the first five... strike directly at each of the main problems that have resulted in the dysfunctionality of governance. And this is a consequence of serious analysis and a great deal of consultation with other members here in Los Angeles. And that if we want to reform ourselves, this is the path of reform. I will speak to each point individually, but Sherna's point is well made and is absolutely correct. It is not correct as to procedure, it is correct as to intent. Intent is really to undo all of the dysfunctional governance structures, and this is maybe just the beginning, but George, you did invite members to...
It's perfectly in order, that's not a problem.
This is the consequence of a great deal of collective decision-making here in Los Angeles. This is not just me spinning something out.
I'd like to suggest that we do, in fact, divide the question here, because some of these things, if the earlier ones are voted down, then the later ones don't really make any sense. So not all of them. For some that's true, for some it's not.
Well, it really is intended to be dealt with as a whole.
It is.
But it's up to the body how it wants to deal with it. Now, if you don't mind, if you would like me to continue to motivate the matter, I'd like to...
Yes, go ahead.
Sure. 25 members to govern a radio station, or an equivalent number to govern the Pacifica Foundation, is at the heart of our dysfunctionality. Group dynamics theory suggests that boards over 20 will naturally divide into factions and will be themselves ungovernable. And we've seen this in practice. It takes a smaller board to govern a large city. And this board size was created out of factional distrust and not out of any concern for how it might affect the governance of the of the station, but smaller boards nationally and on the PNB. The first one addresses itself to PNB boards. The second one addresses item number two addresses itself to the national board, and with a national board of two representatives from each station plus the executive director and however many other ex officio members you have, will create a manageable-sized board. There's no reason to have four delegates from each station. Two will be sufficient, and it will save lots and lots of money in meeting costs.